Mr. Humphries, leave my pussy alone.
I just went gay all of a sudden.
It's funny because it's true.
You sound gay. You look gay. You're gay.
Puffcast.
Well, now we've got that sorted out, can we get on?
Puffcast.
Welcome back to another Puffcast. We are at the Pride March planning meeting, so don't raise your voices, girl.
You disturb the gay sci-fi float.
The mothers against people who don't like shoes.
It's very tense in here, isn't it?
It's very tense. Although there's a lot of lovely, you know, those people over there are bonding over whatever they're bonding over.
I think it's bunting.
When was the last time you actually went to a Pride March?
Look, I'm not proud, so never. You know the worst thing is... Oh, by the way, this is Adam Richard, Scott Brennan, Toby Sullivan.
Sorry, I'm late.
This is the Talking Puffy Puffcast.
Yes. Just kind of started mid-sentence.
I know,
really.
Sorry about that. But yeah, when I used to perform at the ESPY, which is in St Kilda...
Yes, where the Pride March passes.
I used to not realise the Pride March was on and then get there and go, why are the trams not going all the way through? This is shit. And then go, oh, now I have to walk through the Pride March and, you know, it's a world of ex-boyfriends in there. I never wanted to see you again, but hi, how's it going?
It's like playing Halo, but with ex-boyfriends poking out from behind. You owe me money. I've got your shoes.
It's a bit like that. Oh, you stole my Doc Martens. But yeah, so...
Yeah, I'm conflicted with Pride Marches. I'm like, you know, I'm proud. I support them, but I'm really lazy.
Yeah.
I've been trying to institute a gay pride pizza night for some time.
I got to say, the Melbourne Pride March is a lot better than the Sydney one. Because the Sydney one, you know, that is an effort.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Find a truck, some lesbians in glitter,
maybe for Melbourne Pride, we should start a group. Which is just like the Pride Lazy Gay Pride. Which is, and on the day it's just a gap in the parade. And no one's turned up.
L-timers Gay Pride. Yeah. We forgot.
I was going to say, you've clearly not been, because they've got a banner at best. Yeah, and they might all wear similar clothing, but that's the most they manage.
I went to Pride March in Perth one year.
Oh, no. Was it a march?
It was
more a stroll.
I shit you not. It was Courtney Act in the back of an SUV.
Hey.
It was Courtney Act in the back of a Pintara or something like that, waving desperately with that face of hers that sort of seemed to communicate. Last thing I remember, I was doing the midnight show at Stonewall. I just woke up here. What's happening to me? Seriously, I have seen like bigger queues at Target than Perth Pride.
Oh, my God.
It was just...
Oh. They're so cute, though. They've got two nightclubs.
They've got Connie's.
They've got a pub and a nightclub.
Right.
They've got the Court and they've got Connie's.
Connie's wins awards.
Yeah, because it's...
Because there's no competition, clearly.
And now the best gay nightclub in Perth that's open... And not the one in your head.
Yeah. Connie's is like... It's like the grandpa acid of gay clubs. It's just, I thought you were dead.
It is, but it's all, I've never had a bad time at Connie's. It is always good fun.
It is, if you go to lesbian mud wrestling on a Wednesday night.
Oh, wow. Green Day went to
everyone goes to lesbian mud wrestling.
Yeah,
it's a must see. Have you seen it, Scott?
No, I haven't been. I can categorically state I've never been to lesbian.
They do lesbian mud wrestling at about 2 o'clock on a Wednesday morning,
right.
and quite often there's not quite enough lesbians to go around by that stage because they've got to get up early to walk the dogs, of course.
Yeah.
So what they'll do is they'll just work the room and just find, because there's always like a whole bunch of fag hags just sort of, you know, hanging around.
Yeah.
So they'll find the drunk, you know, girls on hens nights, and just slip them a 50 in mud wrestling. Yeah,
so there's a sidle up and go, look, I'll give you a 50. Can you just take the makeup off?
So there's all these bachelorettes waking up on Thursday morning with mud between their tits.
Yay.
How did this happen?
What?
How do I get here?
I remember when they attempted to import the, you know, world famous Perth Connie's mud wrestling to Melbourne.
Oh, where were they in it? Where did they put it?
They did it at the Peel.
Right,
And they brought Swish.
Used to host it.
Yeah, Swish, who used to host it on a Wednesday night in Perth, moved to Melbourne.
Right.
And so Swish and I would co-host the lesbian mud wrestling. They used Potter's Clay.
Swish was Swish is the drag name.
Yes.
Yeah. Swish Everetti?
Yes. And so we would host it, and it was such a nightmare trying to find guys, because we didn't do lesbian because it was the Peel. It was, you know, hot gay men mud wrestling.
Right. Trying to find hot gay men at the Peel.
The lights are very dark. They looked hot in the dark. But yeah, like it was a nightmare. But then they'd wrestle for a little while, and I don't know, Swish knew what she was doing. I just screamed, Kylie, Madonna, 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 Kylie. Yeah, you know, like...
Would they wrestle, or would they just sort of roll around?
Just kind of roll
around. Was it just throw
play? I think they tried to throw each other down. I don't know. But then they would go out the back to shower off the mud.
The potter's clay.
The potter's clay, which had been watered down.
It's like an anarchic version of Ghost.
Yeah.
But it was watered down so much, it was just brown water. They're nothing if not frugal. But then they'd go out the back and hose.
Sounds like it was, I've seen Indian holidays.
But they'd go and hose down, and then generally, you know, finish what they'd started in the pool. I know.
So it was like 5 minutes in the pool, 20 minutes in the shower.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right, okay.
So I facilitated a lot of hookups at the...
Bringing people together.
Bringing people together.
Bringing people together. It is about the connection.
I'll sleep when I'm dead, okay?
Poofcast. Yep. Well, it is, you know, we have to do the gay to Z, obviously,
right,
now.
Yes. And what are we up to today?
We are up to D for diversity.
Diversity.
And weirdly, our gay to Z this week is going to blend right in with our chafe.
Yes.
Because diversity is a little bit of a bugbear for us here at Talking Cool.
Well, it's tricky. It's very tricky to negotiate.
Well, we got... let's explain.
We
did our comedy festival show this year in April, and we got a review on one of those, you know, award-winning websites.
In the first place, who sends someone to review this show?
I know. A late-night show with three drunk gay people.
Sends a review? That is like sending Matt Preston to review a cough drop picked up off the toilet floor. Tangy. It's, you know, that's...
Which,
that's
admittedly, he would do.
Yeah. He would do.
Yeah.
He'd wipe it up with some Handy Ultra. Maybe he could have used Handy Ultra to wash down the mud wrestles at the Peel.
But the review, look, I don't want to, you know, read it out verbatim because, you know, I don't want to give anyone any credit. Anyway, but they pointed out that, you know, we talk about Talking Poofy for straight people so they can understand us better.
Yes.
And know that we love glory holes and other craziness. And we asked if there are any poofs in the audience, mostly because Scott's on the prowl.
Yeah.
And then asked if there are any lesbians because we don't know where the laughs are coming from because lesbians love to laugh.
Yes. Love to laugh.
They're a great audience. And that's all we talk to. That's four kinds of people. Right. Straight men, straight women, gay men, and lesbians.
Yes.
But we got panned in this review.
Yeah.
Because they didn't really talk about the show and they just said, how come you didn't address the bisexuals? Yes. In the audience.
How come you didn't address my kind of people? They didn't specifically say whether they were bisexual or not.
Well, look, you know, I know that as comedians, we have hours of hilarious bisexual-related material. There's so much to talk about.
He said that he felt excluded from our show.
I don't think you've ever excluded anyone, Scott.
I'm an equal opportunity slut.
The only people you've ever excluded are the racists.
Yeah,
we established
exactly.
Last week.
Yes.
But it's a minefield.
If we had asked everyone, if we had gone through
every single permutation
possible
on sexuality, that would have been the show. We would have been there for. Is there anyone here who has sex with bees? Is there anyone here who's attracted to Peter Hitchener? We would have been there for hours.
Anyone here who stuck a twig up their arm?
But look, it's obviously important. So we've got an expert speaking to us later in the show.
We do.
To guide us through the minefield.
Well, shall we barrel on right now to the Carrie Bickmore experience?
Let's do our in-depth exclamation.
In-depth, as in-depth as Carrie Bickmore.
Yes.
Which is skin deep.
Yeah.
Or is it?
You know how I know you're gay?
How?
Your chin has ball rests.
We are launching into the Carrie Bickmore experience.
Uh-huh.
Where today we are talking about, the letters GLBTI. We're coming live from the Pride March planning meeting.
Yes. Fantastic.
The lesbians are making a bit of a racket. There's a squabble over the bunting in the background.
Keep it down, lady.
How exciting for Victoria.
Yeah.
Very exciting for Victoria. Now...
I've never been prouder, that's for sure.
Now, Colin Petrini, you are the manager of the health promotion program at the Victorian AIDS Council, so we thought you would be the expert in GLBTI and Q.
Right.
The weird collection of letters that seem to be appended to anything vaguely poofy or leso.
You seem to be across all the politics of it. When we hear GLBTI, we think gin, lots of booze, tequila. We don't really understand the politics of it.
I just think it's some sort of massive sandwich with bacon in it.
Well, it is a very ubiquitous alphabet salad that we get to deal with every day.
But what does it mean?
What do they all mean?
So let's take them one at a time.
Okay.
Gay, you might be surprised.
Oh, you are. Sorry.
Toby.
Toby, he's an expert, please.
Yes.
Gay, you might be surprised to learn, actually refers to generally men who are attracted to other men.
Oh, that doesn't happen.
That's right. And men who sort of enjoy having sexual relationships with other men.
I thought gay was just people who watch musicals.
Well, you know, that can also come into it, of course.
Well, no, in that case, the G would stand for glee.
I'm not going to be part of a program that says anything wrong against Glee.
Oh, we would never.
No.
Adam would kick us to death.
In fact, that's one of the reasons. That's one of the ways that how do you know, young people, if you're listening, how do you know if you're gay? If you prefer the Glee version, you're gay.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Okay, now as we move on through this alphabet, so they become more complex. So you are going to have to pay attention. The L stands for lesbian, which is actually the female version of gay. So basically, women who are attracted to other women and want to have sexual relationships with other women
and raise dogs in Northcote.
Yes.
And I'm generally very good at pool.
Right.
Oh, they're very good with a billiard cue.
Yes.
Which is weird because they don't get to use that kind of shaped thing in their normal life.
I think you're making a few assumptions there, Adam. Yeah.
No, that's why they're so good at it, because they only ever use their hands when they've got those shapes. So it's like,
Yeah, that's why homosexuals are always playing pool with their asses.
Yes.
Moving seamlessly to...
He's a man with not a lot of time on his hands.
To T. Yes.
What are we up to?
We missed B.
What happened to B?
GLB. Oh, bisexual. I'm sorry.
They always get forgotten, Colin.
Marginalised again.
Oh, no, look.
And we've got it on tape.
To all our bisexual friends out there, I didn't mean to. It's just that there's been so much hysteria. This conversation has been characterised by so much hysteria that it's difficult. But anyway, so yes, bisexual people are people who enjoy having sexual relationships with both men and women.
They're touchy. Aren't they?
They
are even more furious than lesbians, I reckon.
In what way?
Well, every time. Well, we did this show. We did a comedy festival show.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
And we got panned in a review for only referring to gay men and lesbians and not referring to bisexuals.
And straight people. We talked about straight people as well.
Yes. I don't think they're in the alphabet. But every time you have a discussion about gays or lesbians, there's always some bi in the background. What about me? I'm here too. Don't forget about me.
I think that, you know, bisexual people, you know, we're all one under God's big blanket, so not to worry.
Just keep your hands above the blanket, please, Colin.
Okay, T stands for transgender, if you kind of identify as a gender that is different from the one that you were assigned when you were born, either physically or genetically. But it's important to note, people, that transgender has really nothing to do with sexual orientation, in the sense that you can be transgendered and be heterosexual, homosexual, or bisexual.
Just make sure you represent them adequately.
Yes. Or even asexual.
Because quite frequently, someone who's born a man will become a woman and not necessarily...
be attracted to women.
Yeah, but you come...
Totally confused. It's like telling the time in Queensland during daylight savings. Yeah. I've totally confused. But I get what you mean. It's independent of sexual orientation.
It's really about... There's a big hint in the name. It's really about gender.
So why is it in there?
What do you mean?
Why is it in the list?
Well, if it's kind of...
Isn't this a list of sexualities?
If it's covered by gay, lesbian or bi, then, yeah, why is...
Yeah, aren't we doubling up?
We like to be inclusive, of course.
Oh, it's why we have a rainbow flag that clashes with everything.
Yes. Absolutely.
Now, transgendered is not to be confused, of course, with transsexuals.
Right.
And they generally feel a sense of discomfort with the sex that they were assigned at birth and the gender role that goes with that sex. And, of course, people can have surgery to be reassigned in terms of their gender, but it's that's a decision that's not taken lightly, of course.
So is that the difference between transgendered and transsexual is surgery? Is that the difference?
I think that in some ways you can be termed transgendered if you, for instance... don't actually adopt the gender full time, like you can.
Right. Okay. If you have that that impulse or that feeling, but you haven't made an irrevocable lifestyle shift.
No, that's exactly right.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Yeah.
So you're just dressed like Lady Gaga on the weekend. That kind of thing.
Yeah.
Or Adam might sort of suddenly get the urge to wear a box pleated skirt with a twin set and pearls.
Which he's actually wearing now.
That is right now. That's great. He's been singing Que Sera all afternoon.
Okay, so as we move from T to I.
I. So that technically, I've got such an issue with the T. There should be two Ts.
Yeah, or it should be double T-R.
Should be GLBTTI.
Yeah, TTI.
Yes.
Let's just get it right, people. If we're going to go to the trouble,
you've got
to
be inclusive.
Get it right.
Let's include
GLBTTI.
And once again, the transsexuals, it's not really a sexuality thing. So you can be heterosexual, homosexual, bisexual, bisexual, or asexual.
Well, in that case, I'd like to put the T's in brackets. I'd like to have GLB bracket TT bracket.
Now it looks like an algebraic equation and it's hurting my eyes.
Okay, moving to intersex.
So, intersex.
Okay. Well, we're all intersex.
Hey!
Oh, I knew this program was going to be amusing.
Hey, listen, if you don't shut up, we're going to bring in Andy Lee in a minute, and then things, shit's going to get real.
Yeah.
Okay, so intersex is a medical term, I suppose, that refers to people who are born with what are called intermediate or atypical kind of combinations of genital characteristics.
Oh,
that usually distinguish
men,
male from female. And of course, intersex people are considered normal, but it is a relatively kind of, it's very rare form of human biology, I suppose.
So is that what we used to call hermaphrodite in the old money?
I guess, yeah. But I mean, all those terms, it's such a contested area. It's quite difficult to get your head around. But certainly hermaphrodites would be considered as intersex.
So intersex, should that be like a little eye? So like an iPod, that can be eye gay.
Okay.
why would you assign them a lesser typographical nomination?
Yeah, Adam.
Because you said it was
fascist.
Really rare. You said it was
fascist.
Very, very rare. And
I don't
want to capitalise it.
I think we like to make everybody feel important.
Oh, see, that's what I like about you, Colin. You'll put us on the right track.
Yeah.
And I've seen a Q sometimes on the end too. I've seen GLTBI bracket bracket. Q. What does
okay,
it mean
so
to be
generally
Q?
It means people who like to shift between sort of roles that are not comfortable with either gay or lesbian or bisexual.
It's an everything else.
Yeah,
it's everything else.
So Q is like a net at the end of all those letters to catch everyone else.
Right. Yeah.
Just in case there's anyone who's left slightly offended at the end of 45 letters, they just go, and Q.
What about me? I'm an emo that's attracted to chairs.
That's
right.
Q.
That has a tattoo of a mermaid with a television for a head.
Yeah.
I'm right here.
Right. So, Colin, what you're saying is Q stands for miscellaneous other.
Yes.
That's exactly right.
And et cetera.
Well, you know what? I think it's bullshit. I think it's just a waste of... Let's just go with Q. If Q's everything, let's just say Q.
Yeah, let's just
Why
go...
have you got to have all the other letters?
What about those people who are going to ring you up shortly and say, I'm bisexual?
Yeah.
We can see their phone numbers and we'll just reject them.
Yeah.
That's what Hotmail is for. You can send your complaints to Toby12345 at Hotmail. Yeah.
If you do have complaints about the Poofcast, you can email poofcast@talkingpoofy.com.au and we may never get back to you.
What about, I see you're offended by sexuals and I raise you this. What about people with asthma who are trying to be inclusive and can't get to the end of a breath by the time they've got... I'll be back in a minute.
Look, considering how many gay people smoke, there's probably a lot of people with emphysema who can't get all the letters out.
This is the thing that ruins graphic design for nightclub flyers, having to put GLTBITT bracket IQ.
Am I picking up, like, the fact that you've had me on to kind of talk about these definitions, are you guys cynical about the amount of letters that we're tacking on?
No, not at all.
No, I'm genuinely curious. I just don't think, I think it's inefficient.
That's are you bi curious?
Look, well.
Colin Petrini, on that note, thank you so much.
It's my pleasure.
Thank you, Colin.
You have been informative, educational, and a little bit naughty, which I like.
I love you all.
I love you too.
Thanks, Colin.
Bye.
What Jimmy didn't know is that Ralph was sick. You see, Ralph was a homosexual.
Oh, well, that was the Carrie Bitmore experience with Colin Petrini.
Oh, and wasn't he... nasty and insightful.
It was nasty to you.
We got the talking to we deserved. A lot of that stuff was unfair. Colin's set us on the
We've been very mean to several people, and not just Colin, but also Bitsy, our lesbian correspondent, is very upset.
She's barking mad.
Yes. Oh. All right, Bitsy. All right, Bitsy. Bitsy.
Come on.
Now,
I think Bitsy's bisexual.
Hence the anger.
Yes.
Yep. We're very cause related. We're very social conscience.
Yes, we are.
This episode. So I wanted to bring something to your guys' attention.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Recently, a comedian friend of mine was asked to do a benefit gig.
Mm.
Yes.
It was pretty straightforward to raise funds and awareness for a cause that I hadn't come across before. I just want to talk a little bit about it.
Yeah.
She was asked to raise funds for a condition called bacterial vaginosis.
Right.
What?
Right. Bacterial vaginosis.
Bacterial vaginosis.
Yep, I know. I'm hungry already.
Well, it's obviously, vaginosis implies it's down there.
Yes.
Bacterial
sounds smelly.
It does.
The only thing worse would be fungal.
Bacterial. It's funny, isn't it? It sounds like a cross between a minor Pink Floyd album and a character from an X-rated Asterisk book. I'm assuming that it's if you get a little bug in your vag and you grow a bit of a yeasty beast in the and fair enough. I think we've all had to double down on underwear from time to time at some stage in our lives. Right. I cannot claim to have had stainless steel bench tops for my entire life.
No,
but
I've had frequent fungi,
but
they're all enjoyable.
Yes. But trust a lesbian to hold a benefit for it.
Yes.
Oh.
Right.
But is that all it is though? Is it just stinky vagina?
Oh, look, I think so.
It doesn't cause...
Well, it does.
Obviously,
it does.
They had to call it that. Worst stinky thing. Vagina. No one would turn up.
No one
would turn up to the fundraiser.
I think Stinky Vagina is an Asian boy band.
Handing out some, Solvol and, and saying, wash your mutt, dirty bitch.
Tub of yogurt. A tub of yogurt on the way in. That's it.
Here's a special toothbrush for your other mouth.
No, look, it's a serious issue. Stop it. Stop making fun of this.
Sorry.
It's a serious issue. Right. Bacterial vaginosis is a leading cause of something called lesbian bed death.
Oh, well, if people die from it, that's really
right.
Bad.
Right.
So I'm sorry.
Hang on.
Can
you just define lesbian bed death?
No, I'm gathering it's like cot death.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Right. People, passing away in bed. You just, specifically.
You walk into your room one night and your lesbian has just mysteriously died in your bed. You know, she's passed out face down in a copy of Truck and Bus Monthly magazine and, like there's a virus doing the round of lesbians, physical contact in farmers markets or something. But, turns out lesbian bed death is the name lesbians have for when you stop having sex with your long-term partner.
Get out.
Right.
How can you call it death? It's disinterest.
This is when sex tails off in a long-term relationship. Now, gay men know this as Sunday morning.
Right. See, I know this as soon as I learn your name.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Yeah.
Scott calls this another one.
Can you believe this? Lesbians are actually holding a benefit to fuck each other.
Yeah. Wow. Is there
anything a lesbian won't throw a benefit for? I'm sure one day I'm going to go to the Glass House and find an acoustic blues night raising funds for lesbians who participated in too many benefit nights. Jesus, you know, listen, this is the difference between lesbians and gay men, right? As gay men, if we had this problem, we'd all chip in for a bottle of vodka and a couple of bulbs of nitrous.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, this is interesting, right? In the interest of research, I looked up lesbian bed death on the internet, right? And they have whole forums dedicated to lesbian bed death, right? And here's one charming suggestion I found, if there's any lesbian ladies listening and you're having trouble with lesbian bed death, right?
Ladies.
Faye Lynn writes...
Failing.
Failing.
Egregiously failing.
Yeah.
Me and my partner were talking one night about how our sex life had diminished. She seemed resistant to wanting to have sex. She said she was feeling tired. We always sleep naked, though, and the following night, I slipped a finger into her anus.
Oh!
and a courtesy
finger.
Oh.
And it went on from there. So what I'm saying is try to do something unexpected. So, unexpected tick.
Yeah.
So there you go, girls. The gate to the garden of long-term sexual fulfillment is apparently unlocked by a sneaky finger in the poo chute when your bitch is asleep.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's right. Happiness is one snoozy knuckle away. Reach out and grab it.
See, with gay men, though, it would...
Bitsy!
Oh, she's angry.
We've really pushed her over the
edge. With gay men, though, that would be like, oh, not again. You know I can't feel it. It's just scar tissue back there.
Oh, well, on that note, I think it's time to move on to Melinda Buttle and Top or Bottom.
Top or Bottom. Top or Bottom. In my butt, let's do
in the butt. Okay. This all cost. Right, it is time now again for our favourite segment, Top or Bottom. And
I love Top or Bottom.
Oh, it's my favourite.
The woman who knows everything about what goes on in the bedroom, Mel Buttle. How's it going, darling?
Hey, I'm going really well.
Well, we have to ask you now, who do you think is the top or bottom out of... This is a controversial one.
I've got $20 on this one. I went down the tab and put a lobster on this one.
Okay.
Yep.
Are you ready? Ellen and Portia.
Oh, ladies, common sense.
Really?
Are you people even gay?
I'm on the turn when I talk to you, Mel.
If you have to ask who's the top and bottom out of Ellen and Portia, you need to have a good hard look at yourselves in the mirror and go home to your wives. Clearly you don't understand lesbians. Let me clear it up for you before
please.
The rest of Australia just humiliates you through your lack of knowledge.
Oh.
Obviously, Ellen is the top. Is the bottom.
Is that because Ellen wears the pants and Portia wears the dress?
Yeah, Ellen wears the pants and the pants are made out of dildos.
I thought it might be so that Ellen can keep dancing while she's doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes I can see Ellen strap on wiggly when she does that dance. How I know.
Do you think she wears it all the time?
She's got it on 24/7.
Oh, all right.
Well, Mel, I've got to hand it to you. Your instinct is infallible.
You've really hit the nail on the head with that one.
You are like the gay waterhouse of knowing who takes it up the shit pipe.
Yeah.
You are amazing.
That's a beautiful way of saying it. Thanks, Toby. That's
Oh, once more, thank you to Melinda.
Thank you so much, Mel.
And
if you happen to be
anywhere in the country and see Mel doing a show, please go and see her. She's fucking hilarious. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, I sound so blokey.
I know.
See, not gay.
Not gay, clearly. All right, thanks, Mel.
Thanks heaps,
Thank
Mel.
You.
Thanks, ladies.
Thank you to Melinda Buttle.
Yay.
And
Proudly bacterial vaginosis free since 1980.
Yes, she's not suffering from any kind of bed or death. Now, I have been on to the gaydar. Do you know how hard it is to explain to my boyfriend? No, I'm not cheating on you. I'm not looking for another man.
It's for work.
I'm talking to these 22-year-old versatile bottoms on Manhunt. But,
you are a workaholic.
Yeah, I am. This is gaydar of the week. It is from Manhunt, though. ZJ87.
Your mascaril is ready.
Yes.
that's a rememberable one. Mm. 22-year-old versatile bottom from Melbourne on Manhunt. And, you know, I've mentioned before that Manhunt is the equivalent of hanging around the toilets in the park.
Pretty much
on the internet.
Yeah.
It's not classy. It's not classy like Gay Day. You can't write whole swathes of text about yourself. But he has said a few things on here, which I think he's assuming that because everyone else his age won't read the words, just looks at the pictures and clicks through the next one. He said, I love working on my iTunes, and I'm a little embarrassed to say that I stress out if I'm missing a picture or spelt something wrong.
I think he spelt wrong.
Yeah.
He did spelt wrong.
He spelt it like the flower, not like the plastic.
But really, working on his iTunes. That's like me working on Gaydar.
Yeah. Well, what is that to do? Like, yeah.
I've really got to make sure I spell Christina Aguilera correctly. I'm totally and 100%ly. Yeah, that's a word.
Yeah, I can see how much he's stressed out about his spelling on this profile.
100%ly addicted to buying DVDs and think one day my obsession may just make me bankrupt. I love hanging with friends, eating good food and going to the beach.
Wouldn't it be terrible if you went bankrupt? You won't have any more money to buy all those dictionaries.
Yeah.
He says, I'm not into the scene at all, really. And 22 years old, said Jay, fairly fit-looking guy. And I have to say, I have all of those hobbies. I spend way too much time on the iTunes going, oh, no, steps isn't spelt like that. When I was 22, I weighed 75 kilos.
Mm.
I now have more DVDs that I know what to do with. And when I turned 23, I was 120 kilos.
Oh.
Wait for it, ZJ.
Yeah.
Wait
literally,
for it.
Wait.
Wait. On your way.
No, don't get up. No. Just wait.
Seriously, there are some really active hobbies there, being on iTunes and buying DVDs.
Yeah.
Ooh. Maybe he's in prison.
Just cruising Amazon, Doc.
Yeah. Yeah,
right. He could be in an iron lung.
I can't wait to see his profile any day now on Boombas R Us. Oh, dear. That is all the podcast we have for you. The Poofcast.
That's it.
It's over. We'll be back with you very, very shortly. And don't forget, you can email poofcast@talkingpoofy.com.au anytime
if,
you like.
If you've got any Hit Picks Gator profiles or Grinders, we'll accept Grinders.
Yes. We'll accept Grinders. Just, you know, take a screen capture, send them on. We love it.
Yep.
Scott will attempt to clean his screen afterwards.
Oh, and, that's unnecessary.
If you want to be on the show, if you've got anything you'd like to talk about, for instance, if someone broke up with you by telling that they were exploring the leather scene, feel free to email us and we can ring you at a specified time. You can be in the podcast.
Oh, my God.
I know.
And, so famous.
And if you're my husband, it's not me. It's someone who sounds like me. Yeah.
And if you don't want to be in the podcast, you could just be in Scott Brennan.
Oh.
That's us.
Mr. Humphries, leave my pussy alone.
I just went gay all of a sudden.
It's funny because it's true.
You sound gay. You look gay. You're gay.
Poofcast.
Well, now we've got that sorted out. Can we get on?
Poofcast.